Giving a positive answer to these questions shows that you have the proper personality that will more than likely dress well for the job. The following are three basic suggestions to help you get started on preparing for a job interview. 1. Having a desire to dress properly in order to impress your future boss. The way you dress for an interview is going to play a very critical role in your job interview. You don't want to take your appearance for a job interview lightly, and just focus on preparing for the interview questions and answers, as this could be your downfall. You could fail in your interview the moment your boss sets eyes on you and gets the impression that you're careless and sloppy. They're not going to want to hire someone that they feel is not taking the interview seriously. They have doubts whether you'll focus and pay attention to details that are important to the job. Take, for example, that the future boss has two candidates to choose from. If one looks sloppy and tired, then that's the one they're going to eliminate. You don't want to enter an interview looking like you just rolled out of bed. When you're at the point where you have a deep desire to impress your future boss and give your best during an interview, that'll be when you're well on your way to getting your dream job. You must remember, though, that dressing up for an interview is much more than just looking good or giving a good first impression. This is part of the critical strategy that's going to lead you into landing that dream job that you deserve. 2. Thinking about what to wear for your job interview. Don't dress based on your fashion taste. Instead, dress suitable for the job description you're applying for. Do your research on this particular job, as well as the company business overall. This will help you decide what to wear for the interview. If the job you're applying for involves meeting business clients, you should wear a business suit. If, on the other hand, you're going to apply for a job that's going to involve wearing more casual outfits, then go with business casual. But just remember, when going for an interview, never, ever put on jeans, no matter how casual the job itself is. 3. Understanding requirements of the job. Do some research on the company. Learn and understand as much as you can about the job itself. Learning exactly what's in the job description so you know what's going to be required of you in this position. Prepare yourself by visiting the company's website to know more. One of the most common questions a future employee will ask is, "How much do you know about us?" Or they may ask, "Why'd you choose them or want to be employed by them?" If you're unable to answer the question about the business and show them that you completely understand the responsibility of your job, they may think that you're just a money chaser who's just after the job for the paycheck. Pay attention to their press releases as well as business case studies. You can find valuable information that will tell you what the company is best at and what's their next move going to be. You can mix this information into your interview to show your boss that you're serious about getting the job and are excited about the possible prospect of working for their company. You can also use this information to ask your future boss questions. Often they'll ask whether you have any or not. Take this opportunity to inform them that you did some research on the company. Make sure that the question you ask is related to the company. Perhaps you could mention, for example, that you like that they're using a wireless connection service. The interviewers will get excited that you have questions related to the company, and they'll enjoy giving you the details on how changes within the company came about. This then becomes more like a business meeting when you're talking about running the company and different elements of it, and you'll make your future boss feel that you are a good fit for the job.